You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
In the fall of 2013, Gary Temple Bodley began channeling a group of non-physical teachers known as Joshua. Soon thereafter, Joshua asked Gary to start writing. They have since produced 4 books and answered hundreds of questions in written form. In the spring of 2016, on the Law of Attraction cruise, Gary underwent hypnosis and Joshua spoke through him for the first time. Since that time, Gary has been practicing channeling Joshua verbally in live weekly calls with one-on-one students. These Joshua calls are now available to those of you joining us on the Leading Edge of Thought. This is the expansion of the Law of Attraction. This is Joshua Live. We're thrilled you're here.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Joshua Live. This is another in our relationship series. It's relationship series number 4. In this one, it's all about mates. Husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, boyfriend, boyfriend, girlfriend, girlfriend, all that stuff. And in this one, Joshua talks from this perspective that, are you in this relationship to solve some problem? And if you look around, that's pretty much what people are doing. They're solving the problem of security or worthiness or whatever. So it's fun to see what Joshua says about relationships, especially about romantic ones. And I think you'll have a lot of fun listening to this one. So enjoy, and we'll see you later. We are thrilled to be here.
Hello, Joshua.
This conversation is about love. And if you think about it, isn't all conversation about love? Isn't this why you're here? Isn't this who you are? Aren't you simply here to express love? And yet, as you are here interacting with others in this reality, you tend to think that there's something you need to get from them. That if they were a certain way, then you could be happy. If you got what you thought you were lacking, you could be happy. If you achieved some desired result, you could be happy. But the funny thing is about this reality is that, well, it's nothing more than a platform to discover who you truly are. And so in your relationships with other people, you get to find out who you're being compared to who you truly are. And if it's all fun and wonderful and enjoyable and that you can express your love freely and effortlessly to them, then you are being a being of love, who you truly are. If you are fighting and arguing and not getting what you want and wishing things were different, then you're exploring who you're not. And that is a valid exploration. In fact, you have to know who you're not to understand who you are. And so maybe you have some experiences or relationships where you were not getting along. You were thinking you were going to get something you lacked. And in those relationships, you discover more and more and more of who you are. Except if you have the limiting belief that says that relationships should look like this. Because if they look like this, the solution to your problems, which is what you think most of your relationships are, if it looks like a solution to a problem, then guess what? It could never be the solution to your problem. In fact, it would have to show you that what you're thinking is a problem is not a problem. And so if you went into a relationship thinking, in this relationship, I will get security. In this relationship, I will be loved and seen as worthy. In this relationship, I will not feel lonely. And that will, the relationship will solve the problem of my loneliness, solve the problem of my insecurity, solve the problem of my lack of abundance or lack of worthiness, or lack of whatever. And if you go into a relationship like that, the relationship and that partner has to show you that the relationship was never about that, that you could not get those things from anything outside of you. And so the relationship had to turn your perception of reality on your ears, so to speak. You see, it had to provide manifestation events. It had to provide unhappy endings. It had to provide disconnection, dissonance. It couldn't have been the thing you wanted it to be because you were on a path of exploring the inauthentic version of you. And since everyone in your life is your teacher would not have that. Because this is not what you intended prior to your birth. You intended to discover who you are, not to play around thinking that other people will solve your problems for you. And so each of your relationships that did not work in the past did not work so that you could get yourself here to understand that that past version of you was exploring lack and limitation and insecurity and inauthenticity. And now that you are on this journey of self-discovery, well, then all the relationships that come to you are there to help you move along that journey. And if you are easily seeing who you truly are, if you're going with the flow of your life, if you're giving up what anything means about you, if you're giving up the attachment to outcomes, if you're pushing past fear to do what you're inspired to do, if you're on your journey of self-discovery, then everyone who shows up is there to support you, not make you better, not make you feel better, not make it easier for you, but to support you as they can. And sometimes you don't think that's support. But when you get clear on your soul's purpose, when you understand what this is all about, when you recognize your own worthiness, when you realize no one can fulfill you, no one can complete you because you are already fulfilled and complete, you see. You don't need anything outside of you. They come to you to support you. If you're looking off in the direction of who you're not, they're going to show you that that is not the right direction. And it might feel uncomfortable. It might feel like they should be different than they are. You might wish things would be different, but that's just because you're playing the victim role. When you turn that around and realize you're the creator of your reality and start moving in that direction, then all that arrive are support personnel to help you move along that. Now, if you take the fundamental idea that you are a being of love, that you are worthy, that you are good, that you are whole, that you have everything you need, that there is nothing missing, that there are no problems. If you understand that basis of your life, if you realize that nothing outside of you can make you feel any different than you already feel, and so you work on the feeling internally, you work on the limiting beliefs, you process your fears, you analyze what's going on, how you're being, and where you're moving, then you will notice that people come to support that. Until you get on that path, that journey of self-discovery, you will notice that everyone in your life is there to thrust you back on your true path, to make you aware that you're being a victim. Do you see how that works? You want this to happen. You made these agreements. This is part of the entire process of this. These people are your creation coming to aid you in your journey of self-discovery. And if you're on that journey, they will be support. If you're not on that journey, they will be your teacher. This is how the system is set up. This is how you set it up. This is what you created. This is what you want. This is how it works. If you can see it, then it's not so difficult. You can make it easier yourself. But if you're under the illusion that other people are solving your problems or giving you security or giving you things that you're lacking, then you're always going to be exploring the inauthentic version of you. And they must show you that through manifestation events. We would like to talk more about romantic relationships with those of you who are daring enough to come forward with your questions about mates and love and even sex and the fun interactions that you have with mates. Who'd like to start?
Okay, I'll start.
Excellent.
Being daring, and you said sex, so could you please comment on the role of sex in a relationship? I know that we're in physical bodies and it's an activity that we can only do while in physical bodies. And so there's got to be something to it. But what if one partner is invested in the sexual aspect of a relationship and the other is not?
Well, what does that mean? What is invested in? Is it fun? Why would you invest in something that's just there for joy, that's just there for an expression of love, an expression of your love to your partner in that moment, in that context, for the fun and the thrill and the enjoyment and the satisfaction that it gives both parties? How could one be invested and one not be invested? It would make sense, would it?
Yeah, I guess invested meaning placing more of importance, you know, maybe frequency of, you know, that type of thing.
So you're either having sex in the moment or you're not having sex in the moment. You're either inspired in the moment or you're not inspired at the moment. Yeah. If you put any conditions on this wonderful thing, this pure pleasure and pure love and pure bliss, then you're adding fear to it. And you can add fear to anything. You could add fear to ice cream. You could add fear to anything enjoyable, chocolate. You could add fear to a glass of wine. You could add fear to a beautiful song. You could add fear to anything if you want to. And so humans tend to want to control everything. They want to control everything. And in that control, we must do it a certain number of times. We must do it in this frequency. We must do it in this way. We must do it with only each other. We must have all these conditions around it in order for it to be allowed instead of freely acting in the moment through inspiration. So you have no control over anyone outside of you. You have only control over yourself. If you feel loving, you'll be inspired to express that feeling. It might be by holding hands. It might be by cuddling. It might be having sex. It doesn't matter. Whatever you're inspired to do. But if you bring in the possibility of wrongness into your sexual life, you're just going to drag it down. You're just going to make it mean something. You're going to identify what it means about you. And therein lies even more fear and more fear and more fear. And so you might see this in longer term relationships. It starts off easy. It starts off fun. It starts off blissful. And then one or the other or both attach meaning to it. If we have sex this often, it means that we're in love. If we don't have sex, it means we're not in love. If we have sex this way, it means they love me. If we have sex this way, that means they're doing something weird. You see?
Yeah.
Take out the fear out of it, and naturally, you'll be more inspired to do whatever you're inspired to do, whatever it means. But if you say, well, the sex is this thing up here, and I place that on a pedestal, and that's got to be its own special thing, and the holding hands is over here, and the kissing's over here, and the cuddling's over here, and the date night's over here, you're just bringing fear into the whole thing. Remove the fear out of all of it, and we mean remove the fear out of every aspect of your relationships with other people. Always. I don't care if you stay or go. I don't care what you think of me. I'm not here to get love from you. I don't need you to be different than you are. I can accept you unconditionally. And I am going to express my love as I see fit, as I'm inspired to. You will either like it or not like it. It's not up to me to change who I am, to walk on eggshells around what you may or may not like or your limiting beliefs. I am simply going to open my heart more and more and more. That's in my intention. My intention is to be the being of love that I am. And as I open my heart, I come closer and closer to the authentic version of myself. And that is my soul's purpose at this point in time. You allow me to express my love to you. I will do whatever I'm inspired to do. You can try and control me if you want. It's not going to work. I will not control you. I will not need to control you. I am here if you're willing to be here with me. And if this is fun, we'll enjoy it for today. We'll see what happens tomorrow. Take the fear out of it. Make everything fun and light. And if you are trying and efforting and struggling to make something work, think about why you're doing that. Why would you effort and struggle to make a relationship work? Wouldn't it be natural if the relationship was easy and fun and carefree, where both parties could be absolutely authentic and express their love to each other as they see fit, needing nothing from each other to make them whole or complete? Wouldn't that be the definition of a true relationship? And if that is not your relationship, why not? Why are you doing anything other than expressing love? Why are you needing to be different than you are? Why are you asking them to be different than they are? Why are you holding on to these rules and regulations in a structure that was never meant to be? It was just assigned by humans to bring forth a sense of security in a relationship, which we say is laughable. You are not here to derive security out of another relationship. You derive security out of realizing that you're the creator of your reality, and that's it. If you're the creator of your reality, wouldn't it make sense that you would create wonderful, beautiful, sweet, loving, intimate, exciting, and expansive relationships? If you are perceiving yourself as a victim, wouldn't it make sense to attract those who show you that you need them, that you can't be without them, that you better not leave them? Doesn't that make sense? And so you can see, by looking at your relationship and looking at anything in your reality, whether you're being or acting as or playing the part of the victim, or whether you're accepting your role as the creator of your reality, needing nothing from anything outside of you. So if you need a partner to be a certain way sexually or financially or behaviorally or spiritually or anything else, then you're saying that that is not within me. Therefore, I seek what I lack in someone else. And in the seeking what you lack, obviously, you will find someone who shows you what you perceive to be lacking so that you can turn around and realize it's not them. It's not the outside conditions. They cannot make me feel anything. I choose how I feel based on my belief system, which can be triggered by them. And if it's triggered by them, then I have a manifestation event. Then I can point to that limiting belief. Then I can see the fear. Then I can blah, 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 all the way down until you realize, oh boy, I was the creator of this all along. Now you perceive yourself as the creator. Now that changes everything. Now that means I attract someone to love. That's it. I'm looking for someone that I can express my love to, needing nothing from them. And in that relationship, you receive everything that you would ever want, because it's fulfilling. It's authentic. It's true. It's transparent. It's free of fear. And it's also free of control. Without fear, there's no need to control. So can you imagine a relationship where you exist in where there's no control on either side? You're never trying to control the other person and they're never trying to control you. Well, it might seem scary to most people if they don't have a contract or an agreement or something set in stone saying, I will not leave you and you will not leave me, even though we hate each other. We'll stay together fighting in fear and fear and fear and fear, just so we have the semblance of security. Well, what if you don't need that? What if, in fact, needing that tears apart the relationship or makes it not even a relationship, makes it a figment of your imagination, makes it nothing more than a lesson? What would happen then if you realized, if I have an agreement in place in order to make me feel safe and secure that they will not leave, won't I be exploring this lack of security in this relationship anyway? And you can easily see this is what is prevalent in your society. You think you're getting security by maintaining these specific types of relationships. And what happens? You get absolute experience of insecurity at every turn. When you give up the need for security or the need for control, and you just express love and acceptance of whomever they try to be, whatever they decide, whatever their behavior is, you don't have to stay in it, but you can accept them for whatever they do. You can make your decisions that suit you. You can have your preferences. You can have your, you can be discerning in what you want, but you are not controlling them at all, nor are you reacting in control to them. In this, everything is natural, including sex, including joy, including communication, including inspiration and intuition and a sense of knowing that you came for. So imagine this. Imagine that everyone in your life who's come to you, you have known intimately for eternities, multiple eternities. Imagine that. Eternity after eternity, knowing them. Then they come into physical reality. You interact with them and you go, oh, this is just so-and-so. That's just my mom, accident. That's just my dad, accident. That's just my sister, accident. That's just my mate, accident. Just random people coming. I can take them or leave them. And then you return the non-physical and you'll say, oh my God, that was you all along. Wasn't that a fun game? I had no idea. I had no idea that was you. Imagine if you could treat them like that now. Treat them like you know them so intimately and love them so absolutely that none of this would matter at all. None of this would matter at all. You don't care. You don't care. If they do something that normally would give you fear, you say, I'm so happy you had a good time. That is awesome that you did that. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter at all. I love you no matter what. And then you get to know them in a new way, because all of your previous encounters with them and all of your lives has been in control and fear. Imagine spending time with someone you love in love for the first time in history. That's what you can do now. But if you worry about what they think, if they have to be a certain way around you, if you're trying to control them, if they're trying to control you, you're just living in fear. Take the fear out. Everything will work out.
So, yeah. Wow. What a bunch of great perspectives. So if, for instance, I'm pouring my love, I'm accepting, seemingly not controlling or wanting to control, and I've done, you know, my best efforts, not efforts, but, you know, my as much love as I can get out. And then the other person still finds fear or control, then that's just the way it is.
So what do you want? What's the outcome that you would desire?
The outcome would be of a win-win-win.
Excellent. Now, do you have to make the existing person into that win-win?
No, I have to be the win part myself.
Be the win part, and you'll attract the win part. But if you're saying that this person's the only possible one, well, then you're discounting the other 7 billion people in the planet. Mm-hmm. You say, oh, well, they're in my life now. I'm invested in this relationship. I owe them something. I've made this commitment, blah, 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 blah. They may turn around when you raise your vibration. They may not need to be that teacher anymore. If you actually were a being of love, typically the partner would respond because now they need not teach you or show you that you're playing the victim role. You be the creator. This is how I'm going to live my life. I am going to appreciate you and love you as you are. I'm going to be authentic to me. I'm going to do what I am inspired to do whenever I'm inspired to do it. This may trigger your limiting beliefs, and I'm sorry for that, but no longer will I be controlled by you. I'm going to live my life. Enjoy. You can come with me if you like, but if you're not going to come with me, there'll be someone else. And if you're free and understanding who you are and playing the role of the creator, being confident and receiving inspiration, maintaining your alignment and pushing past fear, well, then you'll be guided quickly and easily to a lot of experiences that are expansive and will move you into a place that matches your frequency. Right now, the relationship you have matches your frequency perfectly. You may not like it, but that's the frequency that you're offering. Don't try and change the person. Don't try and change yourself. Figure out your own alignment. Figure out that alignment. Get into alignment. That's the key to all of this. Feel good in the relationship you have. Don't run away from the relationship. Don't try to change the relationship. Don't try to change yourself. Feel good. Appreciate that they're there. Appreciate that you know them intimately over eons. Realize it's all working for you so that you can be on a path of self-discovery. You are on that path. Discovering who you are, and still wishing things would change instead of understanding that they will change when your vibration is raised. When you see yourself from a higher perspective, imagine that you are in an abusive relationship and you have this partner that is yelling and screaming and telling you that you're no good, that you're a loser, that you're not attractive, all these things. And then you relax, you find your worthiness, you realize that you were being the victim, and now you choose to go on a journey of self-discovery to discover that you're the creator of your reality. You realize this, that the only thing that matters is your alignment. You get into alignment, and at some point you say, this is not a match to who I am. And you say, I understand that this person is seeing me from a limited perspective and is in fear and needs to control me, but I no longer need to be controlled because I'm not going to play that role any longer. And so in that, you're now inspired to some other thing. Now, this is the path that is taken when you find alignment and you become the creator of your reality. But before you do that, if you are still playing the victim role, you will not like the feedback that you're getting, and you will wish the person was different, or that you were different, or the conditions different. And so you'll pull up an urge, and the urge says, tell them they're wrong, make them wrong, control them, or get out. All of those things are based in fear. And so they'll just lead to more fear and more exploration of who you're not. This is not an effective approach. The effective approach is to realize that it's all good. It's all coming to you so that you can choose a new path, a path of self-discovery. And as you're on that path, then you'll get true inspiration from a state of alignment. And then you can make choices from that state. Fear will always pop up. You can push past the fear and you can do what you're inspired to do. It is a little tricky here to understand, is this an urge to get out of the situation I do not like? Or is this inspiration to move me forward in love to something that resonates with who I am now? The vibration that you existed in when you initiated this relationship is different than the vibration you're at now. This person has come along with you to a certain extent. They might completely come along with you all the way. They might be a perfect representation of your vibration now, or they might be in some kind of dissonance as you move to another level. But realize that it doesn't make any difference because they are eternally linked to you and you can never lose them. That is the thing we want to impart to you. You are not abandoning anyone when you leave a situation. You're just moving to another level. And oftentimes, when you can do this with empathy for the other person, with compassion, and with the realization that you are simply evolving to another level and they're choosing not to come with you, that you can change that relationship where there's less fear in it now, because now it is not a romantic relationship. Now you can be friends. And oftentimes once that happens, the fear just pushes out of the relationship and the relationship grows at another level. It's just the fear of change. But everything on the other side of your fears is what you truly want, is where you want to go, as long as it's not an urge to change the conditions, as long as it's inspiration.
Amazing. Thank you.
Excellent.
Thank you.
It's not so difficult when you see it from a higher perspective. When you look at it from what would we naturally do without the constraints of our fear-based society? If we didn't have these financial agreements and marriage contracts and agreements of all types in the situation, if it was just free without fear, then it would just flow and you would both learn and play and interact in a way, as you said, that could not be done in the non-physical. And imagine just holding someone, holding their body, feeling what that's like. This is a wonderful human experience. The same type of experience is not available in the non-physical. And so all these things that you can do in the physical, you're going to say, oh, wow, I really had a good time doing those things. Why didn't I do it a little bit more? Why didn't I enjoy it more? What was the fear in all these things? Oh, it was the fear of how I'd be perceived, or the fear of this or that, or them leaving, or I'm leaving, or whatever it was. All this fear in relationships is not necessary, because this life is like a blink of an eye. When you return to the non-physical, you'll see it so clearly. You might as well see it now, because it is part of your spiritual journey anyway. All these people show up to help you. See them as who they truly are, and it makes everything so much easier. Fight with them. Well, that's the only struggle and effort and suffering that you'll ever do, is fighting and fighting and fighting with these people who love you. They just don't know who you are. That's all it is. And you don't know who they are. Who's next?
Gosh, I would like to say thank you, Joshua, for bringing this information
forward. Thank you for awesome. Calling us in.
Yes.
Without your desire for this information, we'd be stuck in the ether somewhere, twiddling our thumbs and watching you play around in your different ways that you try to play around. Now that you're asking these higher level questions, you can embrace the truth of a relationship, which is two beings eternally linked in more love than you can imagine, trying to figure out in physical reality with the aspect of fear and time and space and all the things that are keeping you apart. And this coming together is what you want, this coming together. But if you come together in order to solve your problem, well, it's never going to work. If you come together in just because it's fun and interesting and exciting and enjoyable and something that you can't really do in the non-physical, but because you're blended so much in the non-physical. In a physical, it's great. You're an individual. You're living this individual experience. You find someone that you connect with. You seem to say that they don't really know me and I don't really know them, but I think I know them and they think they should know me and they don't really know me. And I wish they knew me better and I wish I knew them better, but I can't really get to know them better because they're not telling me their secrets and they're not being transparent. And I'm certainly not going to be transparent either. And I'm not telling them my secrets because what if they find out my secrets? They're not going to like me anymore. And if I find out their secrets, well, I would like them, but they're never going to tell me their secrets, blah, 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 blah. It's a fun way to interact. And then you break it all down and you fall in love and you just let go and you just be who you are and let them be who they are. And just enjoy the physicality of the physical relationship. And then you start thinking about other things, right? You come together in pure bliss and pure love. And then you start maybe working together or you have your own things going on. And then you get pulled apart and then you get to come back together or not, or come back with somebody else. If you were to think about the impactful relationships in your life, from the time you're a kid to your teenage years to your young adult years, the men, the women coming and going and being there. Some are still there today. Some of you have lost touch with just this interaction. Some were just a day. Some were several years. Some were really intense and some were just very casual. All of this stuff was coming to you at the right time, at the right place to show you where you are and to give you a sense that you're not alone here. You're with others. And if you could embrace that idea that you're with others, you're with others, you're with others, that you're always together, that you're always going through it together, that you're always having these experiences, that no one can understand the experience you're having and you'll never know the experience others are having, but you can like talk about it and maybe try to come to some understanding of each other. This is what you're here for, is this interaction. You can say, what do you think about that? What do you think about this? Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, how about this? What was your experience over here? Well, this is my experience over here. Oh, that's interesting. Well, what do you think about this idea over here? That's a pretty good idea. Or that's a dumb idea. Or you're funny. Or you're interesting. Or whatever it is. And then you get to learn. You get to understand the other people, because in the non-physical, you know everything. There's nothing to talk about. There's nothing to do. You know it all. There's nothing going on that's unknown. And here, everything's unknown. And you get to try and figure it out and play and find out and discover, discover, discovery. This is a platform of discovery, self-discovery. No matter what you're trying to discover about someone else, you're still discovering it about yourself. This is a platform of self-discovery, and they come to help you discover who you are. That's all this is.
Different perspectives.
Absolutely. Excellent. Who's next?
Joshua? I'll go then. It's Jojo.
Jojo.
That's a really awkward question, but I'm going to push past my fear anyway.
Excellent.
I kind of want more of like a source perspective on sex. Like, in other words, do some of us come in with pre-birth intentions to like have a lot of sex and want sex, and others just kind of like, meh, it's not that big of a deal?
Do you have certain talents, attributes, preferences that are unique to you? Let's say that you're colorblind. Did you choose to be colorblind? Well, of course you did, because in the choice of this attribute, you knew that it would set you up on a trajectory. Are you intelligent? Are you confident? Are you all these different things? Are you interested in music? Can you sing? Can you play an instrument? Do you see that some are naturally talented in different areas? And sex is just another one of those areas. Do you have a desire for sex that is ramped up? Do you have no desire for sex? These are all aspects that will move you along a trajectory. And you might say, well, it seems to me that these leaders who are just going out in the world and making these big things happen have this incredibly high sex drive that always tends to get them in trouble. Do you notice that? Well, if it wasn't for the sex drive, they might not have gone to these extremes to create the things that they did. And then because they're getting so much into the identification with that sexual aspect of them, in your society, it tends to fall apart. All of this is absolutely wanted and created and intended prior to the birth, whatever it is. Now, if you had a very healthy, we shouldn't even say the word healthy. If you had, we don't even say the word normal. If you had a sexual appetite on a scale of 10 of an 8, and you were authentic, you were worthy, you felt confident, you loved your body, you were had no limiting beliefs around this, then you would attract someone else at that level. It would make perfect sense. Now, anything other than that is created from a misperception of who you are. Oh, sex is bad, or I shouldn't be that interested in sex, or this is not good, or this is a limiting belief, or blah, 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 whatever it is. And so you attract the perfect corresponding mate that will interact with you as you truly believe yourself to be. So if you were absolutely, totally free of any fear around sex, you would have a wide variety of sexual intentions and inspiration that would be natural, but not within the norms of society. They would be outside those norms. And one who is able to say, this is naturally who I am. This is what I enjoy. There is nothing wrong with it at all. I am an adult, and this is the pleasure that I derive from it. And it might not be seen as normal by the rest of society, but I enjoy this. You would attract a mate who serves you in that 100%, perfectly, every time. In the fear that you're deviant or wrong, you're going to attract others who will show you that you believe yourself to be wrong. If you think that you don't have enough of a sex drive, you'll attract others who will show you that you don't have enough of a sex drive. If you think that's bad, you see? Does that make sense? Excellent. Good. Who's next?
Thank you.
Absolutely. Come on in. Don't be shy. Push past fear. This is about romantic relationships with a mate, with a partner. What would you like to know?
I'll jump in again. I'm just here, glad to hear you saying all this. It has been, all of what you're saying has been my journey. I picked my parents to go on this journey. I picked my religion that I grew up with. I picked all the mates. I picked all the experiences to help me overcome being bad and wrong.
Well, to help you first to get the limiting belief that you were bad and wrong.
Exactly, yeah.
And then to overcome that limiting belief that you're bad and wrong. Yep. All the shame, the things that they wanted to do to control you, all your pre-birth desires, all your intentions, your primary intention to discover who you truly are, all of that worked perfectly to get you where you are now. So from this point of view, this perspective, this new arrival to this expanded level of where you are now, what do you want?
Well, now that's my continued exploration is how does this actually all work out?
What do you want?
And it does seem, well, I really do love. I feel embarrassed or a little bit of shame because it seems to be so prevalent and not agreed to in society. What you just said, to be free to express love in the way that it feels to express it in that moment and not to control or be controlled, but to love authentically as best as I can.
And if you could do that, accepting yourself 100%, you would find...
That's the big thing, is accepting it myself.
Accepting yourself, you would find those who also accept. But they would also be the same way you are. Yep. So if you were not interested in a monogamous relationship, if you were wanting to be free and interact with many people, you would find someone like that too, which would trigger all of your limiting beliefs around jealousy and things like that.
Absolutely.
You see? And so you have this little fear going on, this little contradiction. I want my freedom and I want someone to see that that freedom is good and right and worthy, and that they could be free as well.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And whatever that means.
Whatever that means.
Right. Yeah. And so in that, most people in your society would not be able to take the latter. They could take the former, their own freedom, but would not be able to agree to the freedom of someone else, because that would be uncomfortable for them or trigger a limiting belief.
Yeah.
This is why.
Coming along. It's progressing. It really is.
So as long as you can go into a relationship and feel 100% full and confident that you are worthy of expressing your love in any way that you choose. Mm-hmm. Now, if you express your love in order to get what you want, that's transactional.
It won't work.
Exactly right. It might on the surface seem like it'll work. It might work in the initial stages. It might go for a little while, and then you will see what you're actually doing. Yep. You will have perfect feedback to what you're doing. So what is the feedback that you're getting right now?
Well, right now I developed a relationship. We've had exactly these conversations, and the partner that I'm exploring this with finds it more difficult, but they are willing to push past the fear and explore it with me, and it'll become even more relevant in the next few weeks as we're actually spending more time together and seeing how this plays out. So
we would say this.
It's the first time I've really felt ever I've had situations where people said they were interested in doing this, but it was not true.
What do you want then? Do you want to express your love, or do you want freedom?
Oh, that's an interesting question. Can't I have both?
Of those two choices, just for the fun of it, let's assume they're mutually exclusive.
If I had to...
Do you want to express your love, or do you want your freedom?
Okay, let me think about that for a second. That's a good question. I think so far I've been choosing to express my love, and if that means being on my own, because no one wants to play that game, then that's fine.
Would you say no one wants to play the game where they receive the full and authentic expression of love from you, that nobody wants to do that, or that everyone wants that?
Right.
So if you're finding yourself alone,
everyone wants that. It's just that when you throw in the sex card, that's when...
Let's say that you are simply there to express your love, which is the unconditional appreciation of everyone else as they are, without any control whatsoever.
Right.
In that, everyone would love that.
Right? Everyone.
Everyone who feels worthy enough would love that.
Yeah.
In the desire for freedom, you're actually exerting control. Because it says, I don't have to love you exclusively. I don't have to express any certain way of love to you, and I can always get out at any time.
Run that past me one more time, please.
In the desire for freedom, what you're actually doing is exerting control. The control is a security safety switch that says, I'll express my love to you, and then if it feels bad, I'll use my freedom card to get out. I told you up front that I am not interested in long-term monogamous relationship. I am interested in my freedom. Because once it gets too heavy, once you get your clutches on me, once I feel fear, I can use my freedom card and I can escape. Therefore, you don't really want freedom. You want the ability to get out when the going gets tense, when it gets emotional, when it gets heavy, when it gets... when it gets to a level that you truly want.
I can understand what you're saying, and yet I got this confusing...
Yes, of course you do, because it's your biggest fear.
Well, it comes from the Joshua meditation, so help me understand it, because it says, you are free, that's what you are.
You are free.
Contained.
Why would you want freedom if you're free? Why would you want freedom in a relationship if you're free?
Why do we have...
It wouldn't make sense to want freedom. The freedom isn't a true desire, it's a control mechanism.
That's huge, Joshua. Thank you.
Exactly.
Okay, I'll have to process that some more. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that is big.
Do we have one silly question about relationships? Ask the silliest question you can think of.
I have a question.
Excellent.
My question is, do you have to do anything? Okay, I know that we're supposed to work on ourselves. Well, not work. We accept ourselves and accept everything that we want. But I've been told over and over again that I have to do, when I'm ready to have a relationship, I have to do something to do it, so like to go on to match.com or everything. What is your thoughts on that?
That's not just relationships. That's everything you're ever inspired to do ever. You have a desire. You somehow become a vibrational match to that desire, which means that at the time of the desire, you exist at vibration A. And you'll have to go on a journey to alter your vibration to become a match to that desire on vibration B. Now, you can think good thoughts, you can journal, you can appreciate the beautiful weather, you can love yourself, you can do all these things, and that's to get into alignment. And in alignment, you're ready for some inspiration. Guess what the inspiration is going to be? It's going to be the inspiration to take action. And absolutely, if you are not taking action, you're doing so in fear, because your inner self will always guide you and inspire you every single step of the way. You either say yes, swipe right, say yes, or swipe left and say no. Either way, you're taking an action. You're saying, I'm not going to do it. I'm in too much fear. I'm not going to do this thing I'm inspired to do. No, 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 no. I can't do that. That's wrong. That's bad. That's terrible. What will people think? No, no, no. I can't do that. Or you're saying, yes, I will do the thing I'm inspired to do. You're taking action either way. Inaction or action. Inaction is an action. Action is an action. Take the action. Push past the fear. Do what you're inspired to do. Or maybe someone will bring over a little lamp and you can polish the side of a lamp and a genie will come up and a genie will grant your wishes. But of course the genie only grants wishes to victims. And yet the victims, when they get their wishes, will never feel the way they want to feel because they haven't taken the vibrational journey. That's what it's about. It's not about getting what you want. It's about taking the vibrational journey from vibration A to vibration B. That journey can be fun and exciting and exhilarating and enjoyable every step of the way. Of course, you'll have to push past fear. Well, guess what? If you don't do it, you'll be living in the fear. You'll be surrounded by fear. The person who is a victim and doesn't act because they're in too much fear is living in a swimming pool of fear. The creator who realizes I'm going to go from point A to point B through a series of experiences, I'm going to pay attention to my limiting beliefs, I'm going to notice the manifestation events, I'm going to process those limiting beliefs, I'm not going to ask the outside conditions to change, I'm going to go happily and merrily along my way on this journey from point A to point B, and in that journey, I will have to take action. I'll be inspired, and fear will always pop up, but I'll realize the fear is irrational, and I'll push past that fear. I'll push past the fear to do the thing that I can do, not to imagine the long-term outcome of this thing. Oh my God, I'm on a dating app. I got someone who wants to date me. Am I going to marry this person and have children with them and be at their funeral? No, you're just going to go on a date. That's all that is to it. It's easy to push past what you can do in the moment. You can send back a little thing that says, hi, that's all you have to do. There is no other commitment to that. It's easy. All of the steps that you'll be asked to take on your expansion from point A to point B will be small and simple if you realize what they actually are. If you project them into the future and make them bigger than they are, well, you're not ready for that yet. You're not ready for those things that are coming in the future because you haven't made this journey. Just think about the one thing you can do. Oh, I can sign up for a dating app. Oh, I can volunteer over at this place. Oh, I can talk to this person on Facebook, or I can talk to my friend. Do you know anyone? Blah, blah, blah. All these things will come to you, all these ideas, right? It's just the little thing in the moment. That action is easy, but there is action involved because this is a physical experience and you have to physically do things. In the non-physical, guess what you can do? You can just think of something and it appears. But there's not a lot of satisfaction in that because you're doing that all the time anyway. Who cares? In a physical, you get to practice alignment, play with your vibration, notice what's coming, notice the conditions that you've created, understand what the desire is, realize it's not a problem, and that you're going to go from point A to point B in a certain amount of time, through a certain amount of experiences, through a certain amount of action, which requires pushing back, pushing past a certain amount of fear to get what you deserve, to get what you truly want. And when you do that, well, you'll move to a whole new level, a whole new level. And then you can do that in this area, and that area, and that area, and that area, and that area, and build the life that you truly want to live, that you intended to live prior to your birth. All of it is a game. It's meant to be fun. There's nothing difficult. It's just irrational fear. It's not going to kill you. It's not going to do you any harm. It's going to be fun. Everything you want is on the other side of the fear, but you have to take the steps to get there. This is an amazing group of people who are in love. You are love. This is love. The whole experience is love. Nothing other than this is love. Even the fears, love. Even the people who you think hurt you in the past, that was all based in love to get you to understand how the system works. When you understand how that system works, everything becomes easy and fun and joyous and exhilarating and exciting. And this is what you intended to explore. So now that you're here, go out and get it. And don't stop until you are satisfied. With that, awesome. We are complete.
Woo. Thank you so much, everyone. Thanks. Great questions.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Thanks, Gary.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Joshua Live. If you have a question you would like Joshua to answer on the show, send us a message on Facebook at www.facebook.com/teachingsofjoshua. As always, remember that you are loved more than you can imagine by more than you could ever count. We'll see you next time.